Blog Talk Radio.
Davidashensky, and you're listening to Live Without Limits. And today's show is titled, How Can Social Media Marketing Help E-Commerce Businesses Grow? Well, for one thing that has happened because of the pandemic is that it's literally accelerated a trend that was already happening, simply because if you think about it, even before COVID-19 hit, what happened was that with technology, every physical business had to have an e-commerce store online or they were leaving money on the table. Now, here's the thing. If you're starting up a small business and you want to think about opening up a brick and mortar store, well, you got to think about all the overhead you have. If you want to start it as an e-commerce online store, then you can start on virtually nothing. All it would cost you is to host a website, to have the digital tools to market your business, and be able to literally grow your business and understand and learn how to market. That's why what we're talking about today is how social media as one tool can help you build a business online. Social media marketing offers incredible benefits to e-commerce marketers. Want to learn how to use it to reach your prospects and grow your business? Here's how. An effective marketing strategy hinges mostly on the ability of where your customers are, which is what social media offers. Most people use social media today, with the number growing to over 4 billion users as of October 2020. Internet users spent almost 7 hours online and 2.5 hours on social media daily. If that is not enough to convince you to use social media to your advantage, consider this. 42% of all internet users use social networks when looking for more information about brands. The current surge in social media usage is a result of the COVID-19 related lockdowns. These numbers show that the importance of integrating social media with your e-commerce marketing strategy. Not convinced yet? Check out some of the benefits of using social media marketing for e-commerce offers. For one, get quality traffic from micro-targeted social media campaigns. The first thing I would suggest to you is this. Know where your niche customers hang out, because if you know where they hang out and in which groups you can find them, then you can target market your customers. Micro-targeting allows you to capitalize on consumers' demands by gaining insights from their online profiles, interest, demographics, and whatever else you need to know. You can create a more targeted, personalized, and profitable campaign leading to greater audience engagement and better returns on investment. Micro-targeting on social media also allows you to target audiences who've shown interest in your offers. Segment audiences by interest and elevate product visibility. Use localized words that can make an impression on your targeted audience. Show messages that align with an individual likelihood. But know how you can use social media to help your micro-targeting. Platforms like Facebook, Instagram allow you to use precise targeting and appeal to people's emotions through localized ads. They increase your chances of getting quality leads that can convert. Once a potential customer clicks on your ad, your chances and conversion will depend on landing page creation tactics. Are the calls to action convincing? Does it showcase the benefits of your product or your offer? Does it have intriguing images? Placing an ad on one social media platform is not enough. You also need to write content that guides your leads to move them down the conversion funnel. Now, what we're doing is we're talking about a sales funnel. When you put together a sales funnel, you need a lead-in, and that lead-in can be an ebook, a white paper, or even a free 30-minute complimentary coaching consultation where you get to know them. The idea here is first you want to get their name and their email address. Then you put them through the funnel, which is it's a process where you're literally guiding them, because then you're going to give them a sales page. Or rather, before you give the sales page, you may want to do an email confirmation page, because if you only get a one opt-in rather than a double opt-in, someone can give you a fake email address, and then you've not really gained and built a relationship with your customers. The idea is once you get them in your email list, you can set it up with an autoresponder where you can start building that relationship by sending out emails. One thing I'm going to tell you is don't oversaturate your customers with emails. I've seen that happen too many times, and you want to give them the kind of information that's going to get them to want to open up your emails. And if you don't do that, then your ranking in your email is going to go down. And the idea here is to get it as high as possible. So placing an ad on one social media platform is not enough. You also need to write content that guides your leads to move them down the conversion funnel. What you want to do also is you want to be able to upsell them or downsell them as they're going through the sales process. Drive brand awareness and conversions through social media shops. Have you heard of Instagram shops or Facebook shops? Consumers can now discover and purchase products from your Instagram or your Facebook shop. Facebook shops and Instagram shops make shopping seamless for consumers while also helping the e-commerce business improve their conversion. Now, let me tell you this much. Facebook also owns Instagram. So you can link both your Instagram and your Facebook platforms to each other. They allow you to create an online store, choose products that you want to feature, and customize your shop with brand colors. Potential customers can then browse, share, save, and shop right from your social media app. And the best part, visitors to your shop can message you directly if they need to have your help or support, or if they want to track order delivery. What you need to do is use a chatbot. That's something I think people don't even recognize as a useful tool, whether you connect it through social media or whether you connect it through your website. That what you're doing is, as someone's visiting them, you're developing a chat. And when you chat with them, what you do is you have certain questions that you can put up. And then what you do is you have, if they say yes, they say no, they say maybe, what kind of response do you want them to give? The idea is that what you're doing is you're channeling them through a process. When you understand that and utilize that to your best ability, then what you're doing is you're creating an opportunity to be able to establish relationships. And when you establish those relationships, you can always upsell them on other products down the road. So, visitors to your shop can message you directly if they need help or support, and if they want to track order delivery. That's important because, you know, in today's marketplace, we're on the go, and we don't always have time to go to a website. But if we can go on our smartphones, those have apps on them. And actually, Steve Jobs proved when he developed the Apple iPhone that people will be willing to carry their little mini computers in their pockets. Boost search ranking with engaging content and quality links. Before we can go any further, let me tell you that social media signals do not have any direct significant effects on your search rankings. However, there is a relationship between search engine optimization and social media. A robust media strategy can help amplify your effects to meet various ranking factors that Google considers while displaying search results. For example, you share content on social media that many people link to or share. You get more links directly, people in your site, and this can help boost your search engine rankings. What should you do to boost the search ranking for your e-commerce business using social media? You should optimize your profile on each social media platform. Use similar images for consistency. Ensure that your bio is relevant and leverage keywords that showcase what you do. Now, always remember this, when you're putting together your profile, you are also using it to brand yourself. So if you have a logo, make sure that logo is on every social media platform that you use. And when we're talking about social media, we're talking about Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Now, if you're a professional, LinkedIn is the best place to be because that's where professionals, most of them who have profiles on there, are true professionals. And here's the thing about LinkedIn. If I'm linked to you with my first degree, then all my contacts are your second degree and so on down the road. That what's happening is when you hear about 6 degrees of separation, that is what's happening on LinkedIn. Maintain consistency in posting times and posting frequencies. You should post when your target audience is online. Optimize your social media content for shareability. For example, you should use viral headlines, eye-catching visuals, and convincing call to action. Blogging. If you look on Facebook, even on LinkedIn, you can leave posts. And one of those are little articles that you find that are really important. And I'm going to tell you this. Because I deal with disability issues, I have a fan page on Facebook that's called Disability Advocacy. And today, I happened to read an article about the entertainment industry and how they are starting to make changes where they're starting to emphasize and include people with disabilities in their shows, which is a long time coming. And I've been involved with an organization called AAPD, which is American Association for People with Disabilities. And they are like, what they do is they advocate for people with disabilities to make sure that the laws are enforced, they're available to help people with disabilities get ahead. Even the internet has helped people with disabilities get ahead in the workplace simply because it has allowed them to be on an equal playing field. Because unless you're physically seeing someone, you wouldn't know one person from the other and whether or not there's something different about them through the internet. So understanding that, understanding how to utilize the tools available to you can truly help you build and grow that business of your e-commerce store. Encourage visitors to your e-commerce site to share products they like with their friends. Add sharing buttons to product pages and ensure that your products deliver value. Another thing to think about is this. If you have products or even a service to sell, here's something that you should think about. Why not offer an affiliate program where when your customers share anything to their friends and family and they purchase something, that they get commission or a finder's fee? Use easy-to-use, consume, and shareability content formats like video and images. Share product tutorials, how-to videos, demos, and testimonials. YouTube is another social media platform. And if everyone who has a Google account also with their email has access to YouTube. And when you have access to YouTube, what does that mean? That means you have your own channel where you can post videos, you can give a description and use the keywords, you can use a thumbnail, and that thumbnail becomes your calling card. It becomes your brand. So understanding, accessing, and utilizing all the tools there are can truly help you monetize your business. Because I'm going to tell you this, that when you are online and you're using the internet, it's such a vast tool. And it literally means that you have a global business today, especially when you have an e-commerce store. Engage with your followers on posts and amplify your reach by sharing your content on other platforms as well. Most importantly, you should track the performance of your social media strategy and replicate your successes. You can use social tools like Hootsuite, Buffer, Awario to identify your best performing content and improve future campaigns. Understand that what you're also looking at is how you can take and expand and utilize social media. And social media means videos, it means reviews where you're comparing products. The idea is this: you really want to be the neutral character when you're doing a review and give a true review of products. I can remember when I was on Wealthy Affiliate, and that's a platform where it's two friends who, when they were in college, set up a website and then started offering it as a membership site where they were teaching people how to use, and then what they were actually doing was using WordPress, and they upgraded it to a premium account on WordPress. And then what they were doing was using WordPress as a way of teaching you how to market and sell affiliates, but also how to write blogs comparing products. But their whole idea was compare every other platform to Wealthy Affiliate and tell them how great Wealthy Affiliate is. Well, Wealthy Affiliate has its place. And it's there for people who have never been on the internet and don't know how to do affiliate marketing and don't know how to go and utilize other people's products to sell and earn commission on a website, which is a great tool to teach someone. But they had no developers that were going in there and upgrading and changing. What I ended up doing was I found a platform called Builderall that what they do is they're a platform where you can create a website, but also you can do your sales funnels. You can connect to an autoresponder. You have a tool for social proof so you know what's going on. You have chat bot or a site bot that you can put on your Facebook pages. What you're doing is for one small price, you have 40 different tools that you can use to build an e-commerce store. And when you understand how to utilize that, and if you have products that you want to have your customers help you sell, then you can put it on a marketplace platform right there within Builderall and get other people to help you sell it as an affiliate, and it also increases your sales. This is how, when you're utilizing and looking to grow a business, you need to consider what platform is best for you. Increase engagement and sales with social videos. Your commerce, your e-commerce business can generate more value by using videos for marketing. According to a study, 80% of marketers said that videos directly increase their sales. 95% of them said that those videos helped increase user understanding of their products and services. Similarly, 83% of them said that videos help generate leads, but there's more. Using videos can help increase the time spent on a page, allow you to answer customer questions, and increase shareability. They connect the buyer to the product and show them how to use. But what about live videos? Most social media platforms offer live video features that e-commerce businesses can leverage to showcase their products. Think about it. If you're on Facebook, Facebook has something called Facebook Live, and you can go in there and interact with your members in your that on that fan page, and you can send them information, letting them know when you're live, and getting them to come to listen to you. So you don't need a professional camera to host a live session. You can shoot videos from your mobile device as long as it has a high resolution camera and excellent video quality. If you're in front of your computer with a webcam and a connection for a microphone that gives you the best quality, then it will also give you that same opportunity to create great products without having to spend a lot of money. And I can tell you this, that 30 years ago, when I was trying to market myself as a professional speaker and trainer, and I was doing presentations, I had to pay someone to come in and videotape me in order to make a video to use to send out to prospective associations and to prospective corporations just to get hired to come in and do training sessions. So with the technology, you don't have to have that kind of money to really build and get a business off the ground as you had to do 30, even 40 years ago in almost every industry. You should create a buzz about the live session the day before. You get more people to join you. During the session, you should showcase your product from different angles, explain its use, cases, and include subtitles. Now, I'm actually connecting some of my podcasts to a site called Verbal, and they're going to be doing a demo on Zoom. And their whole concept is this, that what they want to be able to do is show you how to use their tool to build a following. So you can use Zoom just as easily as you can use Facebook. And Builderall, what they do is they have a webinar tool that all you have to do is link it to YouTube or Facebook and actually go live in your platforms. And it's something that you can save and make evergreen and offer to sell on an ongoing basis. Competition is fierce, especially with the pandemic, which caused many businesses to move online. But your e-commerce brand can stand out and grow by using the right strategies, integrating an effective social media strategy into your e-commerce marketing strategy can help you to increase brand awareness. It can also help you drive quality traffic, increase conversions, and build a community around your brand. So if you need help leveraging social media marketing in your e-commerce business, get in touch. And what I can do is also work with you and give you a complimentary coaching consultation where we can sit down and consider what's the best strategy to help you grow your business in the future. Always remember this. When you are looking at starting a business, that an e-commerce store is the best way to get started. And then, only then, if you're in a specific type of business that people need, the best place and the best opportunity to increase and improve your bottom line is online. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, where you can sign up for either individual coaching or take some of my e-learning courses on how to build an online business.